And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
How are you this week?
I'm doing great. And you know, a couple of months ago on the air, I mentioned that one of my obsessions is table tennis.
Yeah.
Well, some listener copied that down and sent it into USA Table Tennis magazine, and it appears in the new issue.
No kidding.
We got listeners everywhere.
We sure do. And are you a tidbit? I mean, like the talk of the table tennis town?
A very tiny tidbit, yes.
Oh, but this is very exciting to be, you know, this is the trade magazine for those who are passionate about table tennis, and so we'll mention. Well done. How's your game?
It's getting better, you know, and it should after 5 nights a week.
My goodness. I smell Olympics. Well, we're talking about mental challenges, some athletics for our brains, and everyone's been working on the challenge that you gave us last week. Let's start with your repeating that challenge for us.
Yes, it came from listener Susan Wampler of Bellevue, Washington. I said, name two items commonly found in a woman's purse. Interchange their initial letters, and you'll get two new words that mean to destroy. What are they? Well, the items are comb and brush. Interchange their initial letters, and you get bomb and crush.
Whoa. Well, we received 2,100 about correct answers to this week's puzzle. Our randomly chosen winner is Ren Schultz, and he joins us from Anacortes, Washington. Hi, Ren.
Hi.
Where's Anacortes?
About 75 miles north of Seattle.
Oh, Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
What do you do there?
By day, I'm a stonemason and landscaper.
Terrific. And a puzzle player?
Of course.
How long have you been listening to Puzzle?
3 or 4 years.
Really?
Yeah.
You sound young.
I am. I got started in college.
Is it true you're also a juggler?
It is true that I'm a juggler.
So you've got hand-eye coordination going for you, you know, muscles, brain power, you know. Who could ask for anything more, right?
Exactly.
Except for a weekend edition lapel pin.
Of course.
But are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right. Will, meet Ren. Let's play.
All right, Ren, I'm going to read you some sentences. Each sentence has two blanks. The words that go in the blanks have six letters, and they're spelled the same, except their last two letters are reversed. For example, if I said, during a break in filming Robin Hood, the actors playing Little John and Maid Blank visited a boat blank, you'd say Marion, M-A-R-I-A-N, and Marina.
I got it.
All right, number one. I would rather drink a bottle of blank oil than sing the praises of Cuba's Fidel Blank.
Castor and Castro.
That's right. Number two. At the dance class, it took me only a blank to learn the blank.
Minute, minuet.
Excellent. Harry bowled so poorly tonight that both strikes and blank were blank.
Spares and sparse.
Excellent. The first recording of the tune was awful, so I blanked myself to the fact that I must blank it.
Resigned and resigned? No.
Well, that's it. I resigned myself to the fact that I must...
Sing.
Must re-sing it, right. Good. The hooded stranger walked in the door and laid his blank on the blank above the fireplace.
Mantle.
That's it.
And,
Mantle.
And mantle, right. The first is L-E and the second is E-L, although they're pronounced the same. Try this. This is a tough one. Whenever Julia sees a predaceous bird with a toothed bill, like a blank, she will blank with joy.
I'm lost.
Yeah.
Here it is again. Whenever Julia sees a predaceous bird with a toothed bill, like a blank, I'll tell you it starts with the letter S, she will blank with joy.
Still lost.
Oh, it's a tough one. Do you know, Leanne?
Squeal. She will squeal. I don't know.
Well, the bird is a shrike.
A shrike?
And she will shriek with joy.
Oh, you're right. That was a hard one.
That was a tough one. Try this. Every time my cat blank in the bathroom closet, she knocks over my bottle of styling blank.
Wow, that's another tough one.
Every time my cat blank in the bathroom closet, she knocks over my bottle of styling blank.
Ma.
What would styling blank be?
Moose.
Yes. And the cat?
Meows.
Oh, well. No,
she mouses?
She
in
mouses,
your closet?
Yeah. She mouses in the closet. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, these were hard to come up with.
Yes, I know.
Okay, we got one more.
Okay.
A handsome ladies' man, like the old newspaper publisher blank, could make many women's blank flutter.
Hurst and Hart?
Yeah.
That is it. Good
nice
job.
Nice work. These were fun.
Thanks.
Did you write these down, Ren, when you were doing them, or were you just doing them in your head?
Just doing them in my head.
Oh, yeah. Okay, fine. You're very good. Very, very, very good. Well, for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, and a bonus gift, the New York Times Sunday Crossword Puzzles, Volume 29 from St. Martin's Press. Ren, what's your public radio station?
Well, we listen to KPLU out here in Seattle, but I'm a member of Maine Public Radio.
You bookend the country with public radio.
Exactly.
Nice work. Ren Schultz from Anacortes, Washington. Great to meet you. Thanks so much for playing with us today.
Thank you very much.
All right. Now, Will, a challenge that we all can work on for the next week.
Well, this week's challenge comes from our old pal Merle Regal, who has a new volume just out of Merle Regal Sunday Crosswords.
Ooh.
Take the name Stolichnaya, as in the brand of vodka, Stolichnaya. Rearrange these 11 letters to spell two words that are opposites. Now, Merle told me he thought of this puzzle while sitting in a restaurant, staring out a window at a sign. So again, Stolichnaya, rearrange these 11 letters to get two words that are opposites. What words are they?
You know, when you and Merle stare into space, we can almost hear the brain working. If you have an answer, put it in an email. Send it to us. Our email address is puzzle, P-U-Z-Z-L-E, at npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shortz, who joined us from New York. Will, thanks so much.
Thanks, Leanne.